Okay, and we're live. So today we got a great guest. It's James Festini from Century 21 in California. So James, why don't you take a quick second and tell us about who you are and why you're here?
Well, I am a Southern California real estate agent and a top producer at that. I walk the walk and talk the talk. So I do a podcast. I think that's how originally we had hooked up. But I've been selling real estate here in Southern California for 21 years this coming season.
Okay, so
long time now.
Since you're on the niche agent, why don't you tell us what your niche is? And we always start with, is it niche or niche for you?
I think it's niche.
Okay.
I'll say niche.
All right.
But my specialty, I guess I'm notorious or infamous for many years. It was just cold calling. I've been brought up as a cold caller. My parents were real estate agents back in the day, and they kind of groomed me to be a heavy producing listing agent. So a lot of that involved me doing a lot of calls. And so for the first 15 years, I was a mega cold caller, mostly cold calling. I was always one of those who had two headsets. I don't know if you've ever seen what they call double fisting. It's a rare art, but you'll put two separate dialers, and this was back before they even had the computers, where you'd set up two headsets, break them in half, and put one on the left ear, one on the right ear, two sets of lists, and literally finger dial two sets of people, and manipulate the mute button so that you literally could have double conversations. And it's pretty intense. You have to see it happen. And that was back in the day. And recently, I'd say about 2 or 3 years ago, I started really getting into door knocking, and that became my latest claim to the production that I'm doing. It's just getting out there, but a lot of it is just the back to the basics, a little bit of everything.
Okay, so what would you say overlaps between door knocking and the cold calling then that you transfer over skill-wise?
Communication, knowing how to say it. It really, a lot of it isn't even knowing what to say. It's just how to say it. I mean, it becomes common sense. A lot of times people will ask me, what scripts am I using? What dialogues am I using? And it's really just straight up common sense. Are you thinking of selling your house? I mean, there's no magic behind that. I never understood, the other trainers that give you this long monologue that you could stand in front of the door or on the phone. I'd be hung up on before I got to question number two. Yeah. I mean, literally, just simplicity in and out. And it's a numbers game. So, for most of those trainers or, the circus, they'll say that you have to contact 25 people a day and you'll be super successful. Dude, there's no way I would survive on 25 people a day. I don't get it. Maybe it's because I'm such a, mass production, in and out cold caller or door knocking that those numbers just don't make sense to me. It's the simplicity and the numbers game are the two that transfer probably.
So what would you say was the biggest switch for you from that cold calling into the door knocking and why that switch?
I believe it was just a matter of the do not call list slowly deteriorating my phone number, my database, where if you do 100 calls a day, which I've always been a big, that's always been my magic number, 100 contacts, not 100 dials. And I use the automatic dialer stuff. And out of 100 contacts in the town that I'm in, I can go through that list rather quickly. Let's say, 3 months before it's recycling itself and I'm calling the same people. So the do not call list kind of dwindling, and just my need for getting back out there. Farming, I think, was one of those things where I didn't like having to spend money on a teenager to go throw my garbage in someone else's front yard. I'd rather throw it myself and just happen to knock on the door while I'm there. So it's kind of a 2-for-1, get out, exercise, and a lot of things. It's a good thing. It's fun.
So just numbers-wise, how much would you say you get from the door knocking then now?
The way it should be or the way it should work, and I did a little door knocking marathon about 2 months ago where I literally sat down and grabbed a pen and pad and said, how many am I knocking? How many hours? And I believe at 400 doors, you should have a listing.
Okay.
Regardless of the time of day, there's really no good time or bad time.
Now,
it's
do
just,
you
400 doors?
Are you doing that in a specific neighborhood, or is it all over your town? Are you farming a specific area, or?
Well, the way you want to do it is you narrow it down to what you want to call your farm, and then you look at how often can you hit that territory. And how often will you be seen? Because if you move into this town or if you go anywhere in this town and you do the survey, who's the agent in this town, it would be me, because I, not even bragging, it's just the brand impression that I've been stuffing down this city's throat for so long, I wouldn't go. I've had other people say, well, I'm knocking this city and that city. It's like, no way, man. Maybe 1,500 homes max. I mean, if you do 400 doors a day, no, you can't do 400. No one's going to do 400. You'd like to think you'd do 400 doors a day. Yeah. I mean, if you're going on a marathon type of thing, you know, like I did, then yeah, you could pull it off. But otherwise, if you hit 100 doors a day, you know, that realistically translates to, it'll probably take you a month and a half, 2 months, you know, because things get in the way, life will get in the way. So if it's 2 or 3 months pass and you find yourself where you feel like you just got to that door, you know, if you walk up to the door and you go, it feels like I was just here, even though it's 2 months ago.
Right.
I'd say pick up a farm big enough for you to hit it 2 to 3 times a year.
Okay.
That's really it.
Do you know your numbers as far as how much you get out from that, of how many deals you're getting out of that farm area and how much you're door knocking on it?
You know, I'll be honest with you. It's a ripple effect that I could door knock, you know, in February, and things won't be popping from that session till October. So it's really hard to say, okay, this is from that. I really haven't done, you know, the actual analysis. I mean, it's definitely effective, but there's also the momentum effect and the energy that you create. I guess I'm not a very good subject to say, here are the numbers, because I get so much from just being me in this part of town, where right. a lot of it comes from just, you know, being there for 10 years in this part of town.
Right.
You know, it's unfair. If I was a brand new agent, then I could probably say, okay, here's what you're doing. You know, I'm running a few tests with some of my one-on-one students to say, okay, I know you're brand new. Let's right. see what you got and see what the effect is of that. So the numbers are tough. I mean, realistically, though, 400 doors, you better get a listing or you're doing something terribly wrong.
Now, when you're door knocking, what are you specifically saying when you're talking to them? Do you have a script in mind? I know you said you don't have scripts off topic. Are you doing it just sold, just listed? Is it just touching base? Is it asking for business? Like, what are you doing when you're there?
All right. So, yeah, I get to the door. I knock on the door.
Yeah.
Well, no. There's a specific thing. And again, in my podcast, it's very specific when you walk up to the door. I mean, then there's a toolbox that happens. You have to prepare ahead of time. So we're ahead of it, but I'll go right to where you're asking.
Okay.
The script I use, well, I walk up to the door and I'll always have, like, I don't know, 4x5, 4x6 cards that I can stick about 50 of them in my back pocket. So as I'm right. going up to the door, all I have is my phone. I don't have a notepad. I don't have anything, just my smartphone.
Right.
And I'll tell you why if you want to know later. But what I'll do is I'll go up to the door. Just before I ring the doorbell, I'll set down my propaganda at the door first, then ring the bell, take a couple paces back. And when they open up the door, I say, hi, my name is James. I'm with Century 21. And I was wondering if you were thinking of selling your house.
That's it. Okay.
That's it. That's no brand. And they're gonna say one of three things. Yes, which very seldom.
Yeah.
they're going to say, no, which is to me is a maybe or a yes.
Yep.
Or they're going to say no. I say, oh, well, thank you very much. Have a nice day. That's it. Sometimes you can tell just from their body language that they're ready to engage in conversation, but I let them do that. Otherwise, it's thank you very much. Have a nice day. And I walk away from it.
Okay.
And that's it.
So nothing.
I smile and I walk away. And again, the point of me leaving my propaganda on their doorstep is when I leave, my stuff is still there. And many times I've walked away from that front door and out of the corner of my eye, see them kind of cracking open their my trash, which, you know, soon will be trash, and yeah. grabbing it, where it's yeah. like I'm walking away, it's not mine. But it's one more touch instead of if you go to the door and they answer, there's no opportunity there if they say no for you to hand them your card. It's over.
Right.
So yeah. you've got to leave that stuff before you ring the doorbell. It's super important.
Yeah, that's good, because I know a lot of people say not to leave anything, and it's just a sheer numbers game. To me, I believe, I mean, you got to leave something. If you're there and you're spending the time door knocking, you might as well leave something.
Absolutely.
So what is on that card that you leave then?
On one side, I don't know if I have a sample. No, I don't have a sample. On one side, it's just a nice, you know, colorful photo. Right now, for the last couple of printouts, I've done like a house on fire in the background, kind of like a melting look. And it says, the market is hot, with my face and a sign. That's it. And it just says, the market is hot. And on the other side, I'll get the comps from the MLS. Of course, only the solds. I don't do the actives because I'm not supposed to. It's other people's stuff.
Okay.
And that's it. Just comps on one side. And realistically, you know, if you're hitting them every 2 or 3 months, you don't need to come up with anything else. I mean, I've used that market as hot campaign 2 or 3 times, and it's not the card that gets it. It's, again, just getting one more thing in their hands. And I believe you got to at least be hitting them. At a minimum, your farm should be hit 6 times a year. You know, so every other month, something should land in their lap.
Now, are you doing phone calling as well with that, or is it just strictly door knocking in your area?
No, it's a combination of cold calling. But again, with the do not call list, I probably have 1 out of 10 phone numbers. Okay. So it's not even really, you know, there's not a whole lot there. If I cold call, I'm going across a much larger geographical territory than I am, you know, like a sniper with the door knocking. Same thing goes for like the just listed, just sold. I don't understand how people call.
Okay, we're live again. We had a little disconnect there, so we'll leave off. You were talking about the do not call list and the difference between calling neighborhoods versus the door knocking in the neighborhoods, and you were saying about 10% of them only people are on the do not call list. So
yeah, I mean, that's really why I stopped doing or slowed down on the cold calling. Just I knew that I was jumping over quite a few of the people who were not on the calling list. So and even more importantly, it's I know I was skipping over some that are listed, and there's no way I'm ever going to reach them unless I physically go to their front door. So it was just, I don't know, man, cold calling might be dying, because unless you're willing to skip, you know, 10 or 15 doors in your farm or neighborhood, it's just not possible.
Right. I know in Canada it's a bit...
It's sad. We have a moment of silence.
we're not there yet in Canada, because I don't know if you know, our do not call list came in about 5 years ago. So we don't have as many people on the do not call list. So there are people still doing it and still reaching. I think we're about half the people are on the do not call list. So there's still some, but yeah, it's heading in that direction. It's not getting any better, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I believe there's probably 9 out of 10 agents who still do cold call in the United States don't comply.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. I've had a lot of people, you know, confess to it. Me, man, first of the month, I go to the DM, because I don't need that, you know? I just don't need that stuff.
Yeah, and you get enough business from the door knocking, obviously, that it's worth it.
Yeah.
Do you... Now, here's another one. We get a lot of people say they don't want to door knock in the wintertime or certain times of year or times of day. Do you find that makes a difference at all? Or,
you know, the different times of day, I really, again, with that door knocking marathon thing that I did a couple of months ago, I went out to say, okay, what exactly, when is a good time? Because I kept getting asked the same thing. And I actually use this app, and it's called iCanvas. It's on the Android and on the iOS platform. Okay. And it's really nice GPS locating software. I don't even know if there's a membership. I don't know. I got it. It works.
Okay.
And you can plot little flags, and it'll go up to the front door, and it'll give you the map and the address, and you can say if it's a lead or not. And I was able to look back and see one day to the next. I went, you know, in the similar neighborhoods from 9 a.m. to about 1 o'clock, and then I did the same similar neighborhood from 1 o'clock to 4, and it seemed like there wasn't a whole lot of difference. But here is the difference, and it's the same thing that I say the 5 o'clock hour when you would be cold calling. I always knew without looking at a clock when I was cold calling all day that it was 5 o'clock, because I would call that the a-hole hour, because suddenly you would start running into people who were just like click, click, and just nasty. And I would look up and go, yep, 5 o'clock, because people who are home now don't want to be bothered.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, the same thing would happen at the door. I feel that it's as soon as you can get out there, be out there all day.
Yeah.
And then there will come a threshold where, you know, you shouldn't be, but that's really more when it's dark and uncomfortable. Right. I find a hell of a lot. I had one person slam the door on me.
And that's a good point, because I know a lot of people, new agents, when they get started, they're worried about it. They hear these horror stories from other agents who tell them, oh, I don't door knock because you get people slamming the doors. I haven't done not even nearly as much as you as door knocking, but I've never found anybody really be that rude. Some people are just, no, I'm not interested, and they close the door abruptly, but no one's ticked off or
Especially if you're courteous and you're brief and you're to the point and you enunciate, you don't go up there, you know, slobbering and babbling. you'll be fine. You know, it's really just when you go up there with nothing to say and you're asking a bunch of questions. I mean, yeah, it's very you're on their property, and so you've got to just be in and out, quick and simple, and you'll get a feel for it. But for me, I'll admit I have reluctance, not out of fear. It's just laziness. I don't know. But as soon as I hit that first door, I kid you not, because I'll have my podcast playing in the little Bluetooth earbuds, so it looks like I'm just Bluetooth guy. I'm not, you know, headphones.
Yeah.
But as soon as I hit that first door, man, I start skipping. Like, I got a, you know, a pep in my step because I'm excited, man. I got, you know, a new episode of whatever show's on. And in between, you know, door knocking, I'm actually getting some exercise and I'm listening to some new podcasts. But as soon as I do it, I 10 minutes in, I'm like, damn it, why am I not doing this every day? What the hell am I doing? So I really, truly enjoy it. And I used to always...
I think we lost you there again. Still there?
Yeah, you got stuck on a big smile. I was like, that's such a nice looking guy.
Okay, we'll keep going. So you said you do enjoy doing the door knocking, and you get a lot out of it when you do it. So what do you think would be the biggest reluctance for people to stop doing? Because I know it's something that I know what agents, when they do it, they say they enjoy it, they get stuff out of it. But there's those agents who maybe have done it a few times and they don't actually go forward with it. What do you think is the biggest thing that stops them?
I think it's they don't realize that the next time is probably the listing.
Right.
I mean, it's usually your success is at the door that you stop at. So really, you just got to keep going, and there should not be any reason why you're not successful at door knocking. There's absolutely no reason why you can't be successful at door knocking. You just go, you know, I don't know. Something's got to be wrong. You know, do a few dry runs on your parents' house or something. Yeah. If you really are, nothing's going to happen. What's worse is being broke. You know, that would be worse than having a door slammed on your face, and that is, you know, getting a foreclosure notice or a car repoed because you're not working.
Then you'll be slamming the door on some other agent who's docking on your neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so yeah,
you just got to be excited. You got to be excited to do it.
And it sounds like you are for sure. So just to wrap things up, why don't you give us a golden nugget of what you think would be the number one thing for people if they are thinking about doing door knocking, and what you think would be a good rule for them?
I think you just have to embrace the unlimited amount of doors that are out there versus the limited amount of phones that are out there and the limited amount of Facebook connections. You can only pimp yourself out so much online and over the phone. But when you know, with 2 feet and a business card, man, it's unlimited. And you really just have to nail down that territory, really pay attention to the maps. I mean, there's a nugget, man. I got a whole mine of nuggets. I just first is identify that territory and then stick with it. You know, keep in it. Make sure that you get it out there 6 times a year. You make sure you get in front of them. And, I think another piece would be make sure that you're branded when you're out there and that you're dressed, you know, that you're dressed decently. Don't go out and a t-shirt. It's absolutely unacceptable to be in this industry in a jeans and a t-shirt going door to door. I mean, you're going to look like the kids who are selling solar systems, and that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
At least, at minimum, get yourself a nice, you know, spend a couple bucks, man. I go out there in slacks, in any weather. I'm wearing dress pants and really black sneakers that almost look like dress shoes.
Right.
And an embroidered golf shirt, but the embroider has my company logo nice and big, so I'm readily identified. You know, don't be wearing sunglasses. Carry pepper spray, you know, a very small amount of pepper spray.
Yeah.
Dogs will be out there. Just be ready, you know, be alert, be safe. I really, you know, for the ladies, I feel bad, you know, for women who have to door knock, because it's just, it's a weird world. And to go, you know, door to door, man, you're just looking for, as a man, you're looking for trouble. As a woman, and a good looking woman, oh man.
Yeah.
Just be safe, you know, carry the pepper spray and be alert. I've walked up on, you know, not paying attention. I walked up to a pretty massive dog once that I just was, you know, looking down at my phone. All of a sudden I look up 2 feet in front of me, like, you know, did a little back shuffle and luckily it was one of those scenes from what's that, Stand By Me, where the dog collar locks up on the dog. It was just like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, just be safe. I'm more worried about the dogs than I am the humans. They're out there.
Good. Okay, so what's the best way for people to get a hold of you? Your website, phone just number, email? Yeah, what's the best way to get a hold of you then? So if people want to check you out and see what you're doing?
For real estate, really just, you know, Twitter seems to be, although I'm not, you know, totally hung up on Twitter, it's just the easiest way, James Festini. I mean, if you just go on the internet, I'm the only one I know of, James Festini, F-E-S-T-I-N-I. You know, however you want to find me, obviously I have the podcast where I teach people how to sell more real estate in less time, and that's been going for about 3 years. But for real estate purposes, jamesfestini.com, but I'm not hard to find. Okay. I'm out there.
And why don't you take a quick minute and tell us about the podcast then?
The podcast is actually, as of this point, it's in its 235th episode. Every week I spill my guts with no hidden agenda for, you know, anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, and I say everything I'm doing. I mean, all topics covered from someone who walks the walk and talks the talk, full, you know, no holds barred. I don't pull any punches on the thing. I'm straight honest, and it's always just me. It's not a group chat. Sometimes I'll have guests on, but for the most part, it goes from, you know, expireds for sub owners, do not call list, technology, you know, everything. Everything you need to be a top producing agent, I cover every week.
All right,
and so, actually, that I didn't mention the podcast name. It's called Your First Day in Real Estate. So,
and they can find that on iTunes then?
Yeah, iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere. Okay. Find me, and the rest will follow.
Okay, perfect. So thank you again for being on, and we appreciate it. And yeah, looking forward to sharing this with everyone and having them check it out.
Hey, I'm looking forward to hearing your episodes, man. I want to see what everyone else is saying.
Thanks.
Definitely.
All right, thanks.